Hi, friends. This is Dr. Ralph Wilson with The Joyful Heart. Today, we're looking at Enter His Gates with Thanksgiving from Psalm 100. Let's pray. Father, as we look into your word, open it up for us. Highlight it in our hearts that we might praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Paul prays for the church at Colossae, that you may live a life worthy of the Lord, joyfully giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light. We have so much to be thankful for. Our inheritance in Christ is ours by grace, and he has qualified or enabled us to share in a glorious inheritance. Hallelujah! Let's ponder for a few minutes one of the great psalms of thanksgiving, Psalm 100. The inscription of this short psalm is a psalm of thanksgiving, todah, or a psalm for giving thanks. The word here is the noun todah, confession, praise. The word was employed uniquely in reference to a type of sacrifice, usually translated a thank offering. The sacrifice was accompanied with praise or confession of God in a time of joy. One of the most beloved psalms in the Bible, Psalm 100, has quite a history. It was closely identified with the thank offering in the temple, probably sung when thank offerings were offered on the altar. In Jewish piety, Psalm 100 is a regular part of morning prayers. Old Hundredth, based on this psalm, is one of the great hymns of Protestant believers. Psalm 100 breathes thanksgiving and praise. Let's consider it briefly. For the first three verses, I put the NIV and the King James Version translation side by side, since many of us are familiar with the more traditional translation. Note the abundance of praise words in the first two verses. The NIV is, "Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful song." And then the King James, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing." Let's look at some of the praise words. Shout for joy, or make a joyful noise, is ruah. Shout, raise a sound, cry out. It is a jubilant word, a spontaneous shout of praise to Yahweh. Worship, serve, is abad, work, serve. Here, serve, worship God, more properly, perform the proper rites for, serving Yahweh with Levitical service. Gladness is simha, joy, mirth. The word denotes being glad or joyful with one's whole disposition. Joyful songs, or singing, is renana, cry of joy. This noun is only found in three other poetic passages and psalms and a couple places in Job. The verb, however, is widely used as a shout of jubilation, joy at God's saving acts, holy joy. Verses 1 and 2 are a call to joyful thanksgiving. Verse 3 gives us the reason for the jubilation. Yahweh is our Creator, King, and Shepherd. NIV, "Know that the Lord is God, it is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture." King James, "Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture." Verse 3b can be rendered, "We are his," or "not we ourselves." Here's why. The Hebrew word for "not," "lo," and "his," "lo," sound alike. Both wordings have manuscript support. Either of the words could be used appropriately here, but the sentence goes more smoothly as "we are his." I think it also seems to fit the context better. Creation and belonging to God that is carried out in verse 3c. Notice the warm sense of belonging that verse 3 creates in us. Why should we worship? Because Yahweh is God who created us. We belong to him. Like a king with his people, like a shepherd in his flock, we are not alone. We belong to the family of God and are tenderly cared for as sheep. God takes responsibility for us. And so we praise him. In verses 4 and 5, the psalmist calls us into the temple to present a joyful thanksgiving offering, to praise him in the courts of the temple. Verse 4, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. Here are more praise words. The noun is thanksgiving, todah, which we saw, and the related verb is give thanks, yada. The noun praise in verse 4b is tehillah, renown, praise, glory, from the verb halal, praise or boast. In verse 4c, we see the verb praise, bless, barak, bless, praise, salute. When one greater blesses a person of lower status, it means to endue with power for success, prosperity, fecundity, longevity, etc. When the lesser blesses the greater, that is God. The word means to declare God the origin of power for success, prosperity, fertility, that is, to praise God. In this sense, it appears often in the Psalms. Psalm 34:1, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Psalm 63:4, so I will bless you as long as I live. I will lift up my hands and call on your name. In Psalm 100, verse 4, we are invited, no, commanded, to enter his presence with thanksgiving and praise. Verse 5 gives the reason for our jubilant praise, God's character. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. These are the qualities that we see throughout the Psalms, his goodness and righteousness, his steadfast love, his faithfulness. Consider his steadfast love for a moment. Love, or mercy, steadfast love, is chesed. It means more than obligatory loyalty within a covenant relationship, as some have suggested. It is a strong, steadfast, unfailing love that includes acts of kindness and mercy. The images of King James Version's loving kindness are not far from the fullness of the meaning of the word. We praise him because when we are not good, he is good. When our love fails, his does not. When we are unfaithful, he is faithful. As Paul puts it in 2 Timothy 2:13, if we are faithless, he will remain faithful, for he cannot disown himself. Why do we give thanks? Because baked into God's core character is a faithfulness we can rely on, a steadiness we can trust, a powerful, eternal God who sent his Son to rescue us. Why do we thank God? For the wonderful salvation Jesus has paid for us on the cross, for the everlasting love our Father has for us. Give thanks. My friend, give great thanks. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your love and faithfulness to us. Teach us to praise you continually, to ever bring thanks to your name. We love you. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.